Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Apostle. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed to the Lord. I'm blessed to the Lord. Trying to get this thing. They got new stuff they put on it. I'm trying to get it together. But your day has been a blessed day, I can tell you, by your patience.
It sure has been a blessed day.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I know you got a word for us, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another day, Dr. Hunter. I tell you, God is so wonderful. He's the best. I tell you, there's no one greater. Today, the message is how to maintain your peace. How to maintain your peace. If you would, turn your Bibles. Let me go to the Bible and take you to the scripture. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, beginning with verse 28. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, beginning with verses 28, and I'll be reading to verse 34. So the king of Israel and the king of Judah led their armies to Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I'll disguise myself so that no one will recognize me. But you put on your royal robes. Now look at that. Look at that scoundrel. Now the king of Israel, the king of Israel, and there's the king of Judah. The king of Judah is the good king. Say that to yourself, the good king, the good king. Jehoshaphat is the good king. Now, the king of Israel is the bad king. He's trying to get Jehoshaphat to put on his kingly apparel, his kingly garment.
My.
Because he knows, and he said, and the king of Israel said, I'll disguise myself. See, everyone knows, if you've ever played chess, what piece do you need to get to win?
The king.
You got to get the king. So the king of Israel, he wanted to disguise himself, but he told the king of Judah, you put on your kingly robe and apparel. He was setting him up for the kill. I mean, with friends like that, who needs enemy? I mean, he was setting him up for the kill. Now, let me read on here. He said, I disguise myself. The king of Israel said, I disguise myself so that no one will recognize me. But you put on your royal robes. So that is what they did. Now, the king of Syria, that's the bad king.
Uh-huh.
That's a bad king that's coming up against the he's coming up against Israel and the king of Israel and the king of Judah, coming up against them. Now, the king of Syria had issued these instructions to the charioteers. Ignore everyone but the king of Israel. They wanted the king of Israel. The enemy, the king of Syria, who did they want? They wanted the king of Israel. They wanted to get the king of Israel. And so here he is right here. So when the Syrian charioteers saw King Jehoshaphat of Judah in his royal robes, they went for him. Why did they go after Jehoshaphat? Because Jehoshaphat had on his kingly apparel. So they thought that he was the king of Israel.
They had
already gotten orders. The king of Syria had already given them orders, go after the king of Israel. I want him, and I want him dead. You go after him. But see, the king of Israel, he was what? Disguised. And he had set up the king Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. He told him to put on your kingly apparel. He knew that he was they were after him, but he set the king of Judah up. Hmm. Now look what it says right here. So they went after him, supposing that he was the man that they were after. No, they weren't after Jehoshaphat. But why did they go after Jehoshaphat? Because Jehoshaphat had on his kingly apparel.
My God.
They really wanted the king of Israel.
My God.
But Jehoshaphat cried out to the Lord to save him. Good God. Right. Jehoshaphat
God.
Cried out to the Lord, Lord, save
my God.
Me.
My
and
God.
The Lord made
Whoa,
the churchgoers see their mistake and leave him. They left him. They saw their mistake. They saw that, hey, this is not the king of Israel. They saw their mistake because God made them aware that this is not who you're after. This is not who you want. Sure,
my
he
God.
Got on his kingly apparel, but this is not the king that you want. God made them to see that. And so they left him. For as soon as they realized he was not the king of Israel, they stopped chasing him. But one of the Syrian soldiers shot an arrow haphazardly at the Israeli troops, and it struck the king of Israel. My God, just haphazardly. He just haphazardly. See, that's God.
that's
God. See, he was disguised and hiding out and set up the king of Judah, King Jehoshaphat, to get killed. But one of the Syrian soldiers, that's haphazardly, he just shot the arrow at Israel's army, and it so happened, God made it hit that low-down, dirty king, the king of Israel. Look what it says. The Syrian soldiers shot an arrow haphazardly at the Israeli troops, and it struck the king of Israel at the opening where the lower armor and the blessed breastplate meet. Get me out of here, he groaned to the driver of his chariot, for I am badly wounded. The battle grew hotter and hotter all that day, and King Ahab went back in, propped up his chariot to fight the Syrians. But just as the sun sank into the western skies, he died. Now let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 19 and verse 1. And King Jehoshaphat, that's the good king, the one who was set up by King Ahab, the one that was set up. Now the bad king who disguised himself is dead. Now, the good king, in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1, as the good king Jehoshaphat of Judah returned home uninjured, the prophet Jehu, son of Hanai, went out to meet him. He returned home. Now, in the King James, 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1, the scripture says, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, he returned to his house in peace. In peace to Jerusalem. How did he return? In peace. In peace, he returned home. The message is how to maintain your peace. Now, that word peace in Hebrew, I know Apostle Hunter knows it, is shalom. Shalom. That's the Hebrew word for peace. Shalom. See, in
Shalom.
The English, that's why, see, the English doesn't do the Bible too much justice. You miss out on so much. In the English, when you think of peace, you just think of what? A comforted mind. You got peace in your mind, right? But in the Hebrew, it's much more than just a peace of mind. It's good health. It's success.
Yes.
That word shalom, it means good health, it means success, it means a sound body, it means rest, it means
my
to
God,
be whole, it means
Our
prosperity, it means health, So the King Jehoshaphat went home what? In success. He had a sound body. He had peace of mind. He had prosperity. He had good health. It also means happy. It means happy, and it means well. He went home in shalom. So when someone says shalom to you, what are they saying? They're pronouncing prosperity over you. They're saying sound body over you and good success. They're pronouncing rest over you. And it also means safety. It means safety. So when your pastor say to you, shalom, Dr. Hunter, shalom, what is your pastor saying to you? They're pronouncing what? Prosperity over your life. They're blessing you. They're saying safety over your life and a sound body over your life. So when you tell someone, shalom, brother, shalom, sister, you're blessing them. You're blessing them. You're saying a sound body. You're saying may you have what? Rest and prosperity and peace and happiness and safety and good health. Good God Almighty. That's all in that Hebrew word, shalom. Shalom is the word in Hebrew for peace, for peace. See the big difference it makes? See, you don't get all that in the English word peace, but you get all of that in the Hebrew word for peace. It means comfort, rest, success, prosperity, to be at peace, to be safe, to have good health. That's what it means. And so we want to know how to maintain our what? Peace. How to maintain your peace. Because it's going to have to be maintained. Because the devil is roaming around like a roaring lion trying to steal your what? Peace.
Peace.
You've got to know how to maintain your peace. And because of God's grace and mercy, he helped King Jehoshaphat maintain his peace because he fell into a trap. He fell into a trap with a scoundrel. He hooked up with a low-down, dirty scoundrel that King Ahab, man, with friends like that, who needs enemies? I tell you, he hooked up with the wrong person, but by the grace of God, God saved King Jehoshaphat. He saved delivered him out of that trap.
Yes.
Now, the message is how to maintain your peace. Number one, because you see how peace is. Peace is your prosperity. Peace is your rest. Peace is your success. Yes. Peace is having a sound and good health.
My God.
That's peace. You want to maintain that. You don't want the devil to steal that. You want to maintain the peace of God upon your life, the shalom. Say that word to yourself. Say shalom. That's an important word. That's one of the greatest words in Hebrew, in the Bible, is shalom. God came to give his children shalom, prosperity and success and good health and safety and peace of mind and rest and wholeness and a sound body. And it also means to be happy. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be happy. And God comes to give his children shalom, shalom. But you got to learn how to maintain it. You got to learn how to maintain your shalom, your peace. Because the devil who's roaming around like a roaring lion, he's seeking to what? Steal your peace. The devil coming nothing but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. He's coming to try to steal your shalom. He wants to steal your peace. So we got to know what we need to do to what? Maintain our peace. Maintain our shalom. Number one, don't help the ungodly. Don't be allies with the ungodly. No, you don't want to be allies with the ungodly. Jehoshaphat hooked up with King Ahab, and they were supposed to be what? Allies. You know what an ally is? You know, like the United States, we're allies with Israel. That means if we go into a battle, Israel
Praise
is our
the
ally. They're going to come along and what?
Praise
help us. See? They're going to come along and help us.
Praise
but you don't need to come be an ally with an ungodly person. King Ahab was ungodly. Jehoshaphat was a man of God. He hooked up with an ungodly person and became an ally with King Ahab. And what did King Ahab do? Tried to set him up for the kill. That low-down, dirty rascal said, I disguise myself, but you go ahead and wear your kingly apparel. Tried to set him up for the kill. You see, it wouldn't have never happened. He wouldn't have never had his life in danger if he wouldn't have hooked up and became allies with an ungodly person. Don't you go into business with an ungodly person. Don't you get hooked up and go into ministry with an ungodly person.
My God.
Don't help the ungodly. Jehoshaphat called himself going to help King Ahab. And look what it got him into. Almost cost him his life because he called himself trying to help ungodly King Ahab. Don't help the ungodly. Don't be allies with the ungodly.
My God.
What did King Ahab do? Set Jehoshaphat up for the kill. But by the grace of God, God saved Jehoshaphat. But that ungodly King Ahab sure did try to set him up for the kill.
Yes, he did.
So what does that tell us? But by the grace of God, King Jehoshaphat went home how, Dr. Hunter? In peace. In shalom. In shalom. He maintained his success, his prosperity, his safety, his health. He maintained all his shalom because of the grace of God. Because of the grace of God. Because he sure was in danger by when he hooked up with that ungodly
king. My God.
And so what does that tell us? Don't be allies with the ungodly.
With the ungodly. My God.
Don't be allies with the ungodly. They can't help me do anything. They can't counsel me. They can't go into ministry with me. They can't go into business with me. You ungodly man. You ungodly woman. I don't have anything to do with you. Set yourself up by having an ally, an ungodly person as an ally. An ally is someone that helps you. Don't have an ally that's what? Ungodly. Don't help the ungodly. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace. See, God helped him what? Maintain his peace. He went to Jerusalem in peace, in shalom, in success and prosperity. Now look at verse 2. And Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer, the prophet, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly? Look at the prophet. The prophet is saying, Jehoshaphat, should you have been helping the ungodly? And we know the answer to that is what? No. You never help the ungodly and become allies with the ungodly. Never go into business with them. Never go into ministry with them. No. Don't be allies. Don't go into battle with an ungodly person.
Praise God.
That's the first point. Don't help the ungodly. Don't be allies with the ungodly. Number two, we're talking about how to maintain our peace, how to maintain our shalom, how to maintain our happiness, our good health, our prosperity, our safety, our success, our sound body. We want all that. Good God Almighty. I tell you, that word shalom is powerful. That's a powerful word, shalom. When someone speaks over you and says, brother, shalom be unto you. What are they saying be unto you? They're saying prosperity, good health, wealth, success, safety be over your life. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
Shalom, brother.
Our God.
But once you have the shalom, what do you have to do? You got to maintain it.
Yeah.
You got to maintain it because the devil's trying to steal your what? Your shalom. You better believe that. Don't be deceived. The devil wants to steal your shalom. He wants to steal your peace. He wants to steal your rest. He wants to steal your prosperity. He wants to steal your health. He wants to steal your happiness. So that's why this message is so important. It shows us how to maintain our shalom, how to maintain our peace, how to maintain
our success
and prosperity. What's the first thing we got to do? Number one, don't be allies with the ungodly. Don't you be an ally with the ungodly. And number two, don't befriend them who hate the Lord. Don't you make friends with those who hate the Lord. Don't get buddy-buddy and pal up with them who hate the Lord. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Man, you don't love my God, I don't have nothing to do with you.
I know that.
You don't make friends. Don't befriend them who hate the Lord. I'm going to show you in the Word. Now, look at 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2. And see, that's what Jehoshaphat's mistake was. He befriended King Ahab, who was no good. King Ahab ended up setting him up for the kill, trying to steal his peace and safety.
Yes.
You see? But you don't befriend them who hate the Lord. Ahab hated the Lord. Jehoshaphat had no business being an ally with King Ahab. He had no business befriending him. You don't befriend those who hate the Lord. Now look at 2 Chronicles 19, verse 2. And Jehu, the son of Hanan, the prophet, went out to meet him, and he said to King Jehoshaphat, here's the prophet talking to King Jehoshaphat, should you be helping the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Good God Almighty. You see, there it is right there. You don't love those who hate the Lord. Therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord. That's why you went through all that trouble, Jehoshaphat, because you hooked up and made friends with someone who hated our God.
You don't befriend
those who hate the Lord. If you find out that someone hates Yud Hey Bob Hey, Yahshua, Yeshua, if you find out someone hates
our Lord, you
get rid of them. You separate yourself from them. You don't befriend them. You don't befriend them who hate the Lord. You don't do it.
Should
thou help the ungodly? And what? Love them that hate the Lord?
Love
them. Now that love right there, that love, the Hebrew word is ahab. Ahab. That word ahab is the Hebrew word for love. And it means to have affection for, sexually or otherwise. To be loved, to like, or to befriend. See, you don't ahab. You don't love them, ahab. Befriend them who hate the Lord. You don't even have affection sexually or any other way for them. You don't like them. You don't love them. You don't befriend them. No, you don't do that. You don't make friends with someone that loves the Lord. I mean, that hates the Lord. Don't make friends with someone who hates the Lord. You don't do that. Don't ahab. That word, that's the Hebrew for love in this scripture. Don't ahab them that hate the Lord. Don't have affection for sexually or any other way. Don't be loved, don't like, or don't befriend them. We're talking about how to maintain our peace, our shalom. Number one, don't help the ungodly. Don't be allies with the ungodly. Number two, don't befriend them who hate the Lord. And my final point, take away the false gods.
Praise God.
Take away the false gods and prepare your heart to seek the Lord, to seek Yahweh, to seek Yah, Yud Hey Vav Hey, to seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Take away those false gods. Take away those false gods, those false religions, the false doctrine, the false teachings. Take away those false gods and prepare your heart to seek Yahweh. Prepare your heart to seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Lord.
Now let me show you that in the Word. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 19, and look at verse 3. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 3. Nevertheless, look, this is what the prophet, this is what the prophet is saying to King Jehoshaphat. This is what the prophet is saying to him. He says, nevertheless, you messed up. You messed up, Jehoshaphat, by being an ally with that ungodly King Ahab. He says, nevertheless, he says, you messed up by being a friend, making friends with someone who hates the Lord. But look, he says, the prophet said to King Jehoshaphat, he says, but nevertheless, there are some good things found in thee. Good God Almighty.
My God.
He said, you got some good things that are in you. That's what God is saying to those, all of us who are listening on the air tonight. He says, nevertheless, you messed up by making friends and being an ally with an ungodly person and befriending someone that hates God. But he says, but nevertheless, I see some good things in you. Nevertheless, there are some good things found in thee. And that thou hast not, taken away, that thou hast taken away the groves, the false idols. The false idol. We've made allies with those who are ungodly. We've befriended those
teach it,
who hate
brother.
God.
Teach it,
but,
teach
but God says, but God it, says to each and every one of us teach tonight. But there are some good things in you. You have taken away those false gods, and you have. Look what he says. Nevertheless, there are some good things found in thee, and that thou hast taken away the groves, the false gods, out of the land, and has prepared thine heart to seek God. Those are good things. We're talking about how to maintain our peace. You take away all those false teachings and those false things and those false gods, and we need to prepare our hearts to seek the only true living God. Good God Almighty. And then we'll maintain our peace. Look at verse 7. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons for taking of gifts. Look at verse 11. And behold, Amara, the chief of the priests, is over you in all the matters of the Lord, and Zebadah, and the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah. For all the king's matters, also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good.
My God.
In other words, take away the false gods and prepare your hearts and seek the only true living God. This is how you maintain your peace, your success, your prosperity, your health, your safety. This is how you maintain your prosperity. This is how you maintain your rest and your happiness. This is how you maintain your wholeness and a sound body. This is how you maintain your shalom, your peace.
Shalom.
Don't help the ungodly. Don't be allies with the ungodly. Don't befriend them who hate the Lord. And take away those false gods and false doctrines and teachings and prepare your heart to seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's the word for tonight, Apostle Hunter.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know one thing that I just say tonight, because tonight has been a great night. I mean, I've been looking at both sides of what you're saying. Sometimes when we get involved in, we have to be careful who we associate ourselves with.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir. It can break you.
It's right. And I'm here to tell you, because I can confess, I did it one time. I got myself unknowingly that these were nothing but crooks. Crooks. Nothing but crooks. But
yes,
they presented themselves as, we got your back, we got you going, we got you coming. And they got me going, they got me coming. But God say, you learned a lesson from that. And I say to everybody, what was taught tonight was great. If you don't know about shalom, you better learn what shalom is. First of all, it's your prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. And
yes, sir.
I know that the pastor, he's up in, he had to go out of the city to check on his brother, had a transplant. But we just pray for him tonight in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. that his brother be completely healed, and what the transfer was, Father,
heal
his liver,
Lord.
Kidneys, whatever it be, Father, we just thank you this night.
Yes,
and then,
heal
Father,
him,
I want to thank you for the apostle. I want to thank you for the prophet. I want to thank you for the teachers. I want to thank you for the evangelists. I want to thank you for the fivefold ministry. I want to thank you for those. I want to pray for the pastors, Father. I pray for them this night in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would teach them to come to a closer walk with you. And, Father,
yes,
as I begin to get close to you, the more I understood, I've got to have a relationship more with you. So there can be no breakage of this and that. A relationship, a godly relationship, a Holy Ghost relationship. I must come up the line of succession. It's through Jesus Christ. And when I get in there, because of Jesus, you take me to us, the Father, and you let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. I thank you, Father. For you know, Father, for the gifts that are called, are you in depth with that of you, God, not without repentance. And we just want to thank you, the call that you put on us. For we see our calling and how we are wise men and men are after the flesh. We want to be after the Spirit. They're not so mighty. They're not so noble. Father, we just want to love. We just want to abide in your word. I want to thank you for the teaching that my brother has and the language that he preaches in, Yeshua HaMashiach and Hebrew. I thank you, Father. And, Father, we just pray this night for the peace of Houston. We pray for the peace of Texas. We pray for the peace of the United States. And then, Father, where the enemy has come in and tried to take us out, let us not put on the royal robe. Let us put on the war battle. So we're ready to prepare ourselves, Father, to fight the good fight of faith. And, Father, I want to thank you for the key word that oppressed me. We don't go out there making friendship with those that don't know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, you're not my friend. I'll pray for you. I'm not going to give you no money. I'm going to pray on it. But Father, I want to thank you this night that you just give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Keep us this night. I thank you, Father. I pray for his wife. I pray for his sons and daughters. I pray, Father, tonight for all who listen behind the scene, in the scene, by the scene, that you will keep us, Father, keep us anew, and let the anointing flow through this radio station and destroy the works of the evil one, for that's our fight. And then, Father, I want to thank you once again for our school, Emmanuel School of the Bible. I pray for my pastor. I pray for all those on the board of directors that we will come in unity. The unity to do one thing, to educate about Jesus Christ, to teach and to get them to a better understanding. And let us not look at who they are, but let us look at them as those who have come to sit at our feet, as we come to sit at Jesus' feet, and we will teach them, Father. And I pray, Father, that they will one day come to the point that they will let my dear beloved bring in that class, Father, over there. That's my prayer, that they will let them bring that in and teach that in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Not only for him, but for those who can come to understand what it is, Father. And I'm asking you to give me the wherewithal to put it on the radio station, Father, where they can see it, Father. They can come and be a part of it, is my prayer. And not only that, Father, I pray for you. I pray right now, Father, that you will keep my wife, you will keep Martha, you will keep my son, my daughter, you will keep my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my grandson, and we will just keep them, Father. And once my wife asked me a question, Father, and I thank you. She said, "Who is the head of this Hunter clan?" I am. As Yeshua HaMashiach.
Jesus is the head of it.
And I surrender to him. I surrender to him.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not looking to the left or to the right. I'm looking for greater days, Father. I'm looking for greater days. Greater days. I want to press toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. And then, Father, tonight I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. Keep the lines open. And I say, no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Yes, Lord.
And every thought of action shall rise. We have the right to put it down. And I thank you, Father, for you bringing my body back in the full force.
Not because
somebody said, because you're showing me, you're teaching me.
Yes, Father.
What it means to be patient. What it means to be patient in my love and my kindness and my giving and my understanding. And I just want to thank you tonight, Father. I want to thank you tonight. In Jesus' name of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank you. And the Lord, you
thank
bless
you.
Us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I'm going to go and put some music on it. If the other brother come, you'll be ready, okay?
Amen. Love you, Apostle.
Hello?
Hello?
Preach. I said, I'm going to put a tape on. If Prophet Wobu called, I'll pick him back up. But in the meantime, you have blessed me tonight.
Oh, glory
you
to
have
God,
blessed
God
me
Apostle.
Woo!
Glory to God, Apostle. You are
I
a blessing.
Thank God.
Apostle.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Lord, to put your voice in the house and say,
when I was young.